Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
Today we're diving into a topic that I think a lot of women will find really, really relevant as we get older, and that's how menopause can affect your breasts.
Yeah, definitely.
We've got a great article from WebMD that we're going to be looking at to kind of unpack this topic.
Cool.
And, you know, it's a topic that a lot of women go through, so I think it's helpful to understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in. Let's start with something that I think a lot of us have probably experienced at some point in our lives, and that is breast tenderness.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a familiar friend from our pre-period days, but it can get kind of confusing during perimenopause.
Right. And, you know, it can be really frustrating because you think, oh, I thought I was done with this.
Exactly.
But the reason you experience that tenderness is usually tied to fluid buildup, which is linked to your menstrual cycles.
Oh.
But as we enter perimenopause and our cycles become irregular, that tenderness can kind of catch us off guard. Because we're like, wait a minute, I thought I was done with this.
Yeah. And all of a sudden it's back with a vengeance sometimes.
Exactly.
But you know what I thought was really interesting? The WebMD article mentions that 85% of women in a study found relief from breast pain just by wearing a well-fitted sports bra.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty significant number.
It really is. And, you know, it makes sense because a well-fitted bra can make a world of difference when it comes to managing discomfort. Especially as our breast tissue changes over time.
Right. It's not just about the comfort. It's about how the breasts themselves are actually changing and the support that they need.
Yeah.
So what about other ways to manage that tenderness? Did they mention anything else?
Yeah. They said things like relaxation techniques, you know.
Oh, okay.
Deep breathing meditation could help.
Interesting.
And for some women, even over-the-counter pain creams can provide some relief.
Oh, okay.
But of course, if the pain is severe or it just doesn't go away, it's always best to talk to your doctor.
Yeah, always good advice. So we've talked about how breasts feel during menopause, but what about how they look?
Right.
It's no secret that changes in size and shape are super common during this time.
Yeah.
So what's actually happening there?
Well, as estrogen levels drop, the milk-producing tissue in your breasts starts to shrink.
Okay.
And as that happens, it's often replaced by fatty tissue.
Uh-huh.
And that can lead to changes in size, shape, and even density.
Okay, so I'm starting to see why a good bra is so important.
Exactly.
But are there things that we can do to maybe improve the situation a little bit? I mean, I'm all for embracing change, but if there are things that can help.
You're in luck.
Okay.
The article actually mentions that exercise can be beneficial.
Oh, good.
We're not talking about reversing sagging completely.
Okay.
But toning those chest muscles can make a difference in how things look and feel.
Okay, what kind of exercises are we talking about?
Think push-ups, weightlifting.
Okay.
Anything that targets those pectoral muscles.
Okay.
And the great thing is exercise has the added benefit of reducing breast cancer risk.
Oh, so it's a win-win.
Exactly.
Love that. And speaking of enhancing appearance, let's talk about bras.
Yes.
I mean, a good bra can do wonders.
Absolutely.
What should we be looking for?
Well, first of all, it's surprising how many women aren't wearing the right size bra.
Really?
It's estimated that up to 70% of women are wearing bras that don't fit properly.
Wow.
Which can affect not only their comfort, but also how their clothes look.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And the article even mentions that after menopause, 1 in 5 women actually go UP a bra size.
Yeah.
Often due to weight gain, while only 1 in 50 need a smaller one.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
It is.
Okay, so bra fitting, very important.
Very important.
All right, let's tackle a topic that I know can be a little bit nerve-wracking for a lot of people, and that is lumpy breasts.
Yeah.
I think most of us have felt that little jolt of anxiety when we feel something different. So what's the deal with those lumps?
It's understandable to feel concerned, but it's important to remember that there are a lot of benign reasons for lumpy breasts, especially as we age and our hormones fluctuate.
Okay. However, you should always see a doctor to determine the cause.
For sure, better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
But let's break down some of those common benign causes.
Okay.
The article mentioned cysts.
Yeah.
What exactly are they?
Cysts are basically fluid-filled sacs that can feel like little grapes under the skin.
Okay.
They're very common, especially during perimenopause. And the good news is they're not cancerous.
Okay, that's reassuring. But do they just go away on their own? What happens to those cysts?
Sometimes they disappear after menopause.
Okay.
But they can also persist, especially for women taking hormone replacement therapy.
Oh, interesting.
It really depends on the individual and their hormonal situation.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation?
Right.
And what about those fibrocystic changes the article mentioned?
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with that term.
Fibrocystic changes are another common cause of lumpy breasts.
Okay.
It's basically a condition where the breast tissue becomes more dense and nodular, often feeling tender and rubbery. So if you're doing a self-exam and it feels kind of lumpy and maybe a bit tender, that could be what's going on?
Exactly.
Okay.
And just like cysts, fibrocystic changes don't increase the risk of breast cancer. But again, it's always best to get checked out by your doctor just to be sure.
Always good to get that reassurance.
Yes.
Okay, good to know. Are there things that can help with those fibrocystic changes?
Some women find that reducing caffeine intake helps. Applying heat with a warm compress.
Okay.
Or taking over-the-counter pain relievers can also provide some relief.
All right, so we've covered a lot of the common changes, but this is where things get a little more serious, right?
Yes.
Not all changes are benign, and early detection is so important.
It's extremely important.
So what are some of those warning signs that should prompt us to call the doctor immediately?
Well, any new lump or firm area in the breast or armpit should be checked out right away.
Okay.
Also, keep an eye out for any nipple discharge.
Okay.
Or changes like a nipple that suddenly becomes inverted.
Inverted, meaning?
Pointing inward instead of outward.
All right.
And any skin changes on the breast, like redness, dimpling, puckering,
yeah,
or that orange peel texture the article mentioned, should also be reported to your doctor.
So those are all signs that something more serious could be going on.
Yes.
Okay.
And don't forget about unexplained swelling or shrinkage of the breast, especially if it's only happening on one side.
Oh, okay. I'm taking notes. This is good to know.
Yeah.
It's scary, but it's good to know what to look for.
It is important to remember that most breast changes aren't cancer.
Right.
But getting things checked out promptly is key to catching any potential problems early on.
That's so true. And speaking of early detection, let's talk about mammograms.
Okay.
The article mentioned that the guidelines for how often to get them can be kind of confusing.
It is a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah.
Different organizations have different recommendations.
Okay.
For example, the American Cancer Society recommends annual mammograms starting at age 45.
Okay.
While the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends offering them to average risk patients beginning at age 40.
So many different opinions.
I don't know.
It's no wonder people are confused.
Right. And there are other groups that suggest getting mammograms every 2 years, starting at age 50 and continuing until age 74.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So it really varies.
So what's the takeaway here? What should our listeners do?
The most important thing is to talk to your doctor.
Okay.
They can help you weigh the different recommendations and decide what's best for you based on your individual risk factors and medical history.
So personalized medicine is key here.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But are there any risk factors that might make someone need to start mammograms earlier or get them more frequently?
Definitely things like family history of breast cancer, certain genetic mutations, or a personal history of breast biopsies can increase your risk.
Okay.
Your doctor can help you figure out if any of those apply to you.
So again, it's about that open communication.
Yes, communication is key. It's so important to have those conversations with your doctor.
Yep.
And to really advocate for your own health. You know, we've talked about all these changes that can happen to the breast tissue itself.
Right.
But what about the nipples?
Oh.
Do they go through any changes during menopause?
That's a great question. I actually hadn't thought about that. Do they?
They can.
Oh.
You might notice that your nipples become smaller or flatter.
Okay.
And for some women, they might even invert.
Invert. Like,
meaning they turn inward.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. That's fascinating. What causes those changes to happen?
It's mostly those hormonal fluctuations we've been talking about.
Okay.
As estrogen levels decline, the tissues around the nipple can lose some of their elasticity.
Uh-huh.
And that can lead to changes in appearance.
So is it something to be concerned about if your nipples start changing?
If a nipple has always been inverted, it's generally not a cause for concern.
Okay.
But if it suddenly becomes inverted,
yeah,
it's definitely worth mentioning to your doctor.
Okay.
Just to rule out any underlying issues.
Okay, that makes sense. I feel like we've covered so much ground already. Tenderness lumps, changes in size and shape, and now nipple changes. It's incredible how much our bodies change during this time.
It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the more we learn about these changes,
yeah,
the better equipped we are to navigate them with confidence.
Totally.
You know, it's not just about the physical changes either.
Right.
There's a whole emotional side to menopause that can impact how we feel about our bodies.
That's so true. It's a big adjustment, and I think it's easy to feel self-conscious or even insecure about those changes.
Absolutely. Menopause can be a time of increased vulnerability.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to body image.
For sure.
But I think it's important to remember that these changes are natural and normal.
Right.
They're a part of life, and there's no shame in experiencing them.
It's all about embracing where we are in life and focusing on feeling good, right?
Exactly.
Not trying to fight against the natural process.
Right. It's about shifting our perspective.
Yeah.
And focusing on self-care and self-acceptance.
Yeah.
Our bodies have carried us through so much.
Yeah.
And menopause is just another chapter in that journey.
I love that. A new chapter.
Yeah.
It's not the end. It's a new beginning.
Exactly.
But speaking of new beginnings, what about women who are just starting to experience those perimenopausal changes?
Yeah.
What can they expect when it comes to their breasts?
That's a great point. Perimenopause is often when those hormonal fluctuations really start to make themselves known.
Okay.
And a lot of the changes we've discussed, like tenderness, size, fluctuations, and lumpiness, can actually start during this phase.
So it's not like you hit menopause and suddenly everything changes. It's more gradual than that.
Exactly. It's a transition.
Okay.
And it's different for everyone.
Right.
Some women might sail through perimenopause with very few noticeable changes.
Okay.
While others might experience more intense symptoms. It really varies.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you're in that perimenopausal stage and starting to notice some of these breast changes, is it something to worry about?
It's always a good idea to chat with your doctor about any changes you're experiencing.
Especially if you're concerned, for sure. They can help you determine what's normal for you.
Okay.
And what might warrant further investigation.
Okay. So communication is key.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Absolutely. Your health is your priority?
Yes.
And you have the right to be informed and involved in your own care.
You know, we've talked a lot about mammograms and when to start getting them.
Right.
But what about during perimenopause?
Yeah.
Are mammograms something women should be thinking about during that stage?
It's definitely worth discussing with your doctor.
Yeah.
They can assess your individual risk factors and recommend a screening schedule that's right for you.
Okay.
Some women may start getting mammograms earlier if they have certain risk factors.
Okay.
Even if they're not technically in menopause yet.
Okay. So it's all about individualized care again.
Exactly.
But are there any specific changes during perimenopause that might be a red flag?
Yeah.
And require a visit to the doctor sooner rather than later? The same warning signs we discussed earlier apply during perimenopause as well.
Okay.
New lumps.
Uh-huh.
Nipple changes, skin changes, any unexplained swelling or shrinkage.
Yeah.
Those are always things to take seriously.
Right.
And get checked out promptly.
I'm glad you brought that up again. It's a good reminder that those warning signs are important at every stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of stages, I think it's important to remember that perimenopause is a unique phase in itself.
Yeah.
It's not just a prelude to menopause.
Right.
It's a time of hormonal shifts that can bring its own set of challenges and opportunities.
I've heard women describe it as a roller coaster.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It can definitely feel like a roller coaster ride with all the hormonal ups and downs.
Right.
But it's also a time of tremendous growth and transformation.
Okay, so we've delved into the physical changes that can happen to breasts during menopause and perimenopause.
We have.
But what about the emotional impact?
Yeah.
I know for a lot of women, these changes can affect how they feel about themselves and their bodies.
You're absolutely right. It's not just about the physical changes.
Right.
It's about the emotional and psychological adjustments that come with this transition.
For sure.
It's common for women to experience a range of emotions,
mm-hmm.
from sadness and grief to anger and frustration.
I feel like you're losing a part of yourself even though you know it's a natural process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those feelings are valid.
Yeah.
It's important to allow yourself to grieve those changes and to process them in a healthy way.
What are some healthy ways to cope with those emotional changes?
Talking to someone you trust.
Okay.
A friend, family member, therapist
can
be incredibly helpful.
For sure.
Support groups can also provide a safe space.
Yeah.
To connect with other women who are going through similar experiences.
It's so important to remember that you're not alone in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are other things you can do to nurture your emotional well-being during this time.
Okay.
Like practicing self-care, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and focusing on building a positive body image.
Those are all such great suggestions. I think it's easy to get caught up in the negative aspects of menopause.
Right.
But focusing on the positive can make a world of difference.
You're absolutely right. Menopause is a time of transition. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also a time of great potential.
Okay.
It's a chance to redefine yourself, to embrace new possibilities, and to celebrate the wisdom and experience you've gained over the years.
I love that perspective. It's about shifting our focus from what we're losing to what we're gaining.
Exactly. And speaking of gaining, What about those changes in bra size we talked about earlier?
Right.
I know some women might feel a little frustrated if they're going up a size.
Sure.
But I think it's important to remember that our bodies are constantly evolving.
That's a good point. It's not about being a certain size. It's about finding clothes that fit comfortably and make you feel good.
Exactly. And it's about celebrating your body at every stage, no matter what size you are.
You know, we've talked a lot about the internal changes that happen during menopause. But I'm curious, are there any noticeable changes to the skin on our breasts?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know our skin ages.
Right.
But does it affect breast skin differently?
That's a great observation. And yes, the skin on our breasts can definitely change during menopause, just like the skin on the rest of our bodies.
What kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, as estrogen levels decline, our skin produces less collagen and elastin, which are the proteins that keep our skin firm and bouncy.
Okay.
So you might notice that the skin on your breasts becomes thinner, drier, and maybe a little more wrinkled.
Okay.
You might also see some age spots or discoloration, just like you might see on your face or hands.
So it's not really anything different from the normal aging process, just happening in a different area.
Exactly. It's all part of the natural evolution of our bodies.
But are there any changes to the skin on our breasts that we should be concerned about besides those dimples and puckering we talked about earlier?
One thing to keep an eye on is any new moles.
Okay.
Or changes to existing moles. Just like with any other part of your body, it's important to monitor moles for any changes in size, shape, or color.
Okay.
If you notice anything unusual, it's always best to see a dermatologist.
That's a good reminder. We should all be doing regular skin checks no matter what age we are.
Absolutely. And early detection is key when it comes to skin cancer.
Okay, so we've talked about changes to the breast tissue itself, changes to the nipples, and now changes to the skin. I feel like we've covered every inch of the breast.
I think we've pretty much covered it all.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners are feeling more informed and empowered about these changes.
I know I am. This has been such an insightful deep dive.
It has.
But before we wrap up, I have one last question for you.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the physical changes of menopause.
Right.
But what about the emotional and mental health aspects?
Yeah.
I mean, going through all of these changes can be a lot to handle emotionally.
You're absolutely right. Menopause is a time of significant hormonal and physical shifts. And those shifts can definitely affect our moods, our energy levels, and even our sense of self.
Right.
It's important to acknowledge those feelings and to give ourselves permission to feel whatever we're feeling.
I think there's still a lot of stigma surrounding menopause.
Yeah.
And women often feel like they have to suffer in silence.
That's so true. But it's important to break that silence.
Yeah.
And to talk about what we're going through.
For sure.
Whether it's with a friend, family member, therapist, or a support group.
Yeah.
Sharing our experiences can help us feel less alone and more understood.
It's all about connection and support, right? Knowing that we're not alone in this journey.
Absolutely. And there are other things we can do to support our mental health during this time.
Okay.
Like practicing self-care, getting enough sleep, eating a healthy diet, and finding ways to manage stress.
Those are all such important reminders. Self-care is not selfish. It's essential, especially during times of transition like menopause.
Absolutely. And sometimes self-care might even mean seeking professional help. If you're struggling to cope with the emotional or mental health challenges of menopause,
right?
There's no shame in reaching out for support when you need it.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that there are resources available and that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Absolutely.
It sounds like self-care is even more crucial during menopause.
Oh, absolutely.
We've talked about the importance of finding a good bra and getting regular exercise, but are there other things we can do to kind of take care of ourselves specifically in relation to our breast health?
Well, staying hydrated is really important, you know, for overall skin health, including the delicate skin on your breasts.
Oh, that's a good point.
And using a gentle moisturizing lotion can help combat that dryness.
Okay.
Keep the skin feeling supple.
So simple, but so important.
Yeah. And, you know, self-care isn't just about the physical stuff either.
Yeah.
It's also about nurturing your emotional and mental well-being.
I completely agree. It's about taking time for yourself, doing things you enjoy, and finding healthy ways to manage stress.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate the power of connecting with others.
Yeah.
Talking to friends, family, or a therapist can provide invaluable support during this time.
I think sometimes just knowing that you're not alone in this experience can make a huge difference.
Oh, for sure. Sharing your experiences with others can help you feel less isolated and more understood. And it can also provide a sense of community and shared wisdom.
Speaking of shared wisdom, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up this deep dive Any final words of advice or encouragement?
I think the most important message I want to leave with everyone is this: embrace this journey.
Okay.
Menopause is a natural transition, and it's a time for growth, wisdom, and self-discovery. Mm. It's a time to honor your body, to listen to its signals, and to celebrate all that it has done and continues to do.
I love that menopause isn't the end. It's a new beginning.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's a beginning filled with possibilities.
Well, that's a beautiful and empowering note to end on. Thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much, and I hope our listeners have too.
It's been my pleasure. Remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
And the more we understand about our bodies, the better equipped we are to make informed decisions about our health and well-being.
Absolutely. And remember, you are amazing just the way you are. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.